And I'm going recording right now. This is Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show.
Bass Barrel.
Boss Barrel Radio. This is another episode of Boss Barrel Radio. I don't know. 13 October 18th, 2010 this week. Okay.
Yeah.
That is all done.
You got that?
Got it all out.
You got it.
Boss Barrel Radio. Yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Greg.
Not much. Not much at all. How's everything going?
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
I have car lag. But other than that, I'm all right.
Yeah. You're just crossing a lot of.
Oh.
Lay on your right side.
Other awesome thing. We stopped at a KFC and I bit the double down bullet.
Ooh. Oh, high five.
No.
How are you standing?
No.
The best sandwich I've ever eaten.
Have you eaten one?
Oh, yeah.
Was yours raw too?
No.
Mine was
deliciously crispy.
The chicken was warm, the cheese was cold.
Yeah,
and the bacon was somewhere in between warm and cold.
Oh, like a double down that had been sitting in the window that someone didn't
want. Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds to me like KFC fast food.
So I could be getting, you know, salmonella poisoning at some point.
Possibly. Violently double down sick.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, if you survive,
that thing
you
is not too comfortable to eat. Like, there's no appropriate way to eat that thing.
Oh, you got
to
hold it in the wrapper.
Yeah.
Is it like eating a crustless pizza where you're like, I have nothing to hold?
Like you said, if you hold it in the wrapper, you at least can hold it without feeling greasy, but
then you run the risk of biting paper.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's never worth it.
You do run the risk of eating paper, but at the same time, like, just I'm saying, like, those strips of chicken aren't constructed appropriately to fit in your mouth in a comfortable fashion. Like, strips of chicken are not bread. Also, by definition, a double down is not a sandwich. Just eating like
it's a pile of
stacks
meat.
Of
it's a pile of meat
cheese
pile of meat KFC pile of meat.
Oh, that's fine.
That's what KFC is anymore. It's just like either like bowls or piles of things.
That's right.
Buckets, no actual meat. Dinners involved.
I think KFC is very gross.
When did we start endorsing KFC?
Oh,
no, we're not.
I think this is KFC bashing. I have never endorsed. I do support the Colonel, but I am in no means.
You only support the Colonel's like stash.
I know. I'm in full support of the whole Colonel situation. The whole white tuxedo.
Yeah,
and
you know his tuxes go for like $50,000 online.
I think they're a very reasonable price to pay. If you like grind the tux up, is that what he uses as his or one of the
that's
spices?
That's the secret sauce.
That's the original recipe.
That's what they.
He's baked it into his own clothing.
That's where you get the crispy chicken from. Mm-hmm. It's not really flour, it's just ground up kernel dust.
All right, well, let's talk about some video games on this podcast about video games.
Fine.
Yeah. John, what are you playing? What have you been playing?
Well, I finally finished Super Scribblenauts. That game gets better when it takes the training wheels off for you. Like, you play through all the 10 chapters, and they do that whole hand-holding thing where they tell you how you'd like to finish them, and then you go into the special chapters where it's they show you where the Starite is, and then there's the giant obstacle course, and then you got to figure out how to get that star to you, or you get to the star. I cheated the last
Super
level.
Super Mario World?
What? Super Mario
stars?
Collecting stars? Yeah. More or less. I mean, I cheated the last level somehow. This was when I discovered the word force field. I put Maxwell in the force field, and then all of a sudden a gas tank exploded, and then the rest of the level just finished itself. It was really weird. Like, really, really weird.
What if you put in, like, star teleporter?
I don't know. Like, teleporter takes you to like the Fifth Cell Studios or something like that. And then I don't know, like Black Hole is different than it was in the last game where Black Hole just instantly destroys everything. Now Black Hole will start to suck things in, but eventually it will get bigger and bigger until it eats everything on the screen. So Black Hole eventually does the same thing. But other than Super Scribblenauts, I've been playing more of that Castlevania game.
Yeah, me too. That game's good.
It is. Parts of it are good.
There's a lot of things about that game.
I did not appreciate the parts where I had to play with Zobek.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I mean, like, he's capable, so it's not like a handhold.
You're not having to, like, worry about him getting damaged.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. the puzzles that involved me having to tell him to hold on to things or push things. Yeah. Especially that part where those things are falling down on your head and you have to hold, like, hold the next slab.
Yeah, that was cool.
Hold the next slab.
Yeah, it was mash buttons.
Yeah. It was different. Like, mash this button and hit this other button and continue to mash that button.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
I liked that sequence there where there was like two puzzles you had to do, right? One was the falling ceiling puzzle. The other one was like, turn the crank.
Have him hold
win puzzle.
Have him hold that.
Yeah.
And you're done. They're not hard puzzles.
That was just the weirdest crank thing. No, it wasn't. You just take it from the previous
room. Oh, yeah. I am so used to puzzles being like these built up grand things that I have to stare at for hours that go in there. And
well, most
like,
of the puzzles are in that game, too. And that's what I found to be really surprising in that one section where, like, the abbot has lined the chapel with tests of wit, traps of wit. And you're like, okay. And then the falling ceiling was like, all right, well, this is like the mash puzzle. This isn't much of a puzzle. You just got to mash it through. And the other one was just like, bring the crank, all right?
No, the first time I ran in there and I was like, so where's the crowbar? And then I was like, oh, well, I could use the one in the other room, I guess. And then I went and grabbed it and brought it back. And that was the hardest part of that.
Yeah, the other puzzles, though, like when you do the first one, which is like the Damocles thing, like that pendulum with the blade.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do the gear rotations. That was a hard puzzle. And there's tons of puzzles in the game that you can just kind of muscle your way through by just trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other puzzles that are just preposterously easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I do really, really like the forfeit the reward and just skip it.
Yeah, I've done that once, but so far I haven't found the puzzles to be so overbearing that I'm just like, for the few extra 100 points, I might as well just do it.
That first one was probably the hardest puzzle for me. Which... And then after that, the first puzzle with the gears.
Oh, yeah, I had a really hard time with the one in the hedge maze that's kind of
the
similar.
Rotation?
Rotating those torches.
I don't know why that one was easier for me. I think
really I had an easy time with the align those gears thing, so you built the path.
Yeah, the
that
first one,
one that one took me like two or three tries.
Yeah,
but like the one with the torches, I was just like staring at that one forever. I was like, I hate these kinds of puzzles.
Yeah,
because I don't have the fore-constructed thought to see past what I'm doing.
Have you had to play vampire chess yet?
What?
Oh,
that
pretty
sounds
crazy.
Fun.
Vampire chess is pretty awesome.
I haven't had the opportunity.
Surprisingly fun puzzle.
Huh.
That's like, this is definitely going to suck, but it actually worked out really well and was kind of cool.
Huh.
Yeah. And now you can just access it from the start screen whenever you want.
Oh, yeah. It's just like
game,
a bonus
in a game.
You just want to do vampire chess. Yeah.
Bonus
yeah.
mini games.
Yeah. Blitz ball.
Sounds great.
It ain't no Blitzball. Let's tell you that.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm really liking Castlevania, but you know, like I've talked to you, John, the gameplay is very sporadic. Like the difficulty from section to section just seems all over the place. But the story is so interesting that I definitely keep driving through it, even the annoying, really, really hard parts of the game. And there's also major issues with conveying to you what you need to do.
Oh yeah,
in that it's I know. Stop. Like, there's not. I don't have problems where it's like I don't know what to do next.
Yeah,
it's mostly just yes, I know what I'm doing. Thank you.
No, it's really funny. It's almost like the game is so straightforward, but they don't trust you to know what the shit you should be doing, and so they need to like beat it in the back of your head, as if like you're some kind of like. You know,
like you have like a like goldfish memory,
exactly.
Yeah,
like,
you're
just like,
oh, right, the crystals.
Like,
that's what I was
doing. Remember, we need two more crystals. Oh, right, because I was just killing these werewolves and I totally forgot.
I was just really into killing these werewolves.
I just wanted to punch them some more.
I'm
glad you said something because, man,
the other thing I think is really good is just the diversity of. Combat, like the werewolves definitely get stale after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then just when they're starting to get to that really annoying stale, like as I'm doing the same thing over and over, they take it away. And it's like, okay, now you're going to fight this boss and then you're done with werewolves.
Yeah. So. I feel like they run out like their enemies enough to where by the time they start to lose their luster, you are done with them.
Mm-hmm. You're never done with werewolves.
Well, I'm never done with werewolves. But
no, you can't be. No. They always come back.
Lycanthropes.
And then, I mean, the vampires, I think they're fine to fight so far. I haven't lost my care for them yet, but I'm sure it'll come pretty quickly.
Where are you in that section?
Two sub-chapters away from being done with vampires.
Vampires go on for a really long time.
Oh, do they?
Okay. You'll go through the castle and you're like, all right, I'm done with the castle. Like, but now you have to go to the other castle. And you're like, so what?
What? They're like, I'm sorry. Well, is it the inverse castle?
No, before you go to the other castle, you have to go to like the carriage house and then the path away from the carriage house. And it's just a million. And then you go to like just all these stupid like interludes before you actually get to the freaking
boss end that of the I vampire. Want to just fight.
Like, what's two subchapters in? So you're still with Zobek getting the holy water?
No, I already did that. I, like I said, I just got to the part where I have to take those curtains off the wall.
Oh, okay. Curtains. Yeah, I think you've got, like, two more sections.
Yeah.
Like there's left. Stuff is left, right?
Yeah.
Like, you haven't played the vampire chess, so you've got at least another, like, six chapters. Good, or six sub-chapters.
Good lord.
Vampires and werewolves, huh?
Yeah.
No, that's another thing,
sounds
though.
Sounds like a Twilight book to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing I'll say that's about this true. Game, though. Is, like, not many games, like, have the longevity of like gameplay that this game has, like,
yeah,
and it's pacing itself so that I feel like I'm okay with playing it for that length of time.
I could do with shorter everything in general. Like, I could do with a third less of everything, because it just seems like it drags on. Like, instead of it being, I don't know, like a 20-hour game or whatever people are saying it is right now, I would be happy with, you know, a 15-hour game, because at this point, you know, it gets to that each like section, whether it's platforming, puzzling, or killing dudes, you kind of get to the point of it where you're like, all right, I am so done with this, I just need something else to freshen it up, and then you get it, but it'd be better if it was sooner, and then I didn't have to feel that way.
Feel like you were done with the game.
Are you thinking towards the end of the game they're gonna throw in like a level where, oh, you have to do the vampires and now you have to do werewolves, like,
God,
back to back
not.
To back, and
where it's like it's the gauntlet level where you have to just do everything, like Dante's Inferno style.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when you did all that stuff before?
Let's do it again.
I can't really see
because
that
we
happening.
Can't figure out how to design other things.
I can't see that happening. They do have plenty of new enemy types wherever you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got vampires, werewolves, you got your skeletons.
Yep.
Golems.
Yep.
Dude, the skeletons are a pain in the ass to fight. I hate those skeletons.
The thing that I've found that really helps me get, like, move through the game a lot faster is don't be afraid to use your items like crazy.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I mean.
Use that purple gem and kill, because it'll kill skeletons easily.
Yeah. I'm starting to, like...
Fairies are awesome.
Fairies are really awesome. I'm really starting to, like, pick up how much I actually enjoy the fairies.
Yep.
Fairies help out a lot.
Yeah.
Also, to enjoy the fairies, eh, John?
Also, I think the Holy Cross attack.
The one that just stuns them?
No. It can kill a lot of things.
Yeah.
It costs like 6,000 to purchase.
Oh, no, yeah, that one. That's like not the ultimate, but it's the...
It consumes like all of your...
yeah, it's all right. It's just, it'll like bring any enemy into like it's a golden stun thing.
Yeah. It straight up kills vampires.
Makes sense. Holy Cross.
Yeah.
I don't really care for that too much. I'd rather use it for my life or...
Bleh.
Whatever.
Whatever, Griff.
I don't know. I think it's... I don't really use that thing that much. Just like hitting dudes with the
train. I use my Holy Cross every day.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
6,000 points every day when I wake up.
Bright and early. Hate those vampires. Chase the morning vampires away.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm enjoying Castlevania, and I'm excited to be finished with Castlevania.
Yeah.
Because the best part of that game is, by far, the Lord of the Rings epic story that it gives you, where it's very grandiose, everything is very detailed, and it's very, like, you feel like there is something big going on.
Yeah.
I really like that part about it. It's a very good story.
Still holding a very, like, mysterious kind of tone to it.
Yeah.
Very interested in hearing how this all ends. Excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to starting it.
Do it.
Do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Because stuff's coming.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm tapped out on Castlevania.
No, that's all I got. I'll be playing Vanquish soon enough.
All right. Ryan, you said some Medal of Honor.
Yeah, I played some single player Medal of Honor. Just a little bit.
How's that?
Feels like the deuce.
Feels like Call of Duty.
Well, okay, I don't know. So here's the thing that it's probably my lack of trying to actually go out and figure out what it's about. What the hell is it about?
It's about Afghanistan.
Okay, cool.
It's about Al Qaeda, and you're finding information out. And here, so far, I'm 4 or 5 missions in, and there's a guy in Washington that's trying to be the guy who's pulling all the strings, but the people he's getting people killed in the field that he just doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn bureaucrats.
Yep.
They don't know.
Yep.
Huh.
And it's the game is broken up into there's different missions and you play as 3 different characters, and each character's there is 3 other, you're a squad of 4 every time you have a different character set. And everyone has a pretty cool name, except for the iconic beard guy.
What's his name?
Dusty.
That's a great name.
Everyone else is Vegas voodoo preacher.
That's good.
Mother. And then you play as Rabbit.
Does he die? Does Rabbit die?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Is he White Rabbit?
Rabbit has to die, dude. Anybody whose name is Rabbit is the rookie that's going to die.
Yeah.
They usually give him the sniper guns. And
they don't call him Thumper or anything?
No. They call Deuce D. That's the only other nickname.
Dusty?
No. It's funny because there's a mission with Dusty and Deuce.
I bet that's
And Dusty's
confusing.
Always like, come on, D. It was confusing for a minute.
D.
Yep. And there's an ATV level that feels exactly like the snowmobiling level in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, sweet.
And the only thing they did differently is you drive your ATV, get off, kill some dudes in this place, blow up a truck, get back on your ATV, drive a little bit further. And it seems like you're driving forever.
Is there a downhill ramp?
A few.
Oh.
The best part about the ATV part was when you stopped across some cliffs and they're like, you see those guys? And on the front of your ATV is a 50 cal sniper rifle. And he's like, use the 50 cal, take them out. And the sniping's pretty sweet because you have to like lead their shots because you fire and a second later it...
So wait, is it? It's laying on the front, or it's attached to the ATV?
It's attached to the front of the ATV.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah. You take it off. He undoes everything, and then he was like, "Be quiet." And then he says, "Kill shots, not quick shots." Huh. So it's take your time.
Wow!
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of awesome Oscar Mike sort of banter going on? Get to a hard point.
Yep, a lot of that.
Man.
When you die, it's Preacher, Rabbit's down.
Oh, man.
Rabbit's been shot. But and then I just started playing. Well, those two are two of the groups are the tier one guys is what I'm getting at. And then this third group of players I'm playing as is the Rangers, just the straight up Marines. And they dropped me into a middle of a warfare. That's the first time I've been them and pretty much just got ambushed. There's 3 helicopters that get dropped down. And then in the middle of this goalie, everything just starts blowing up and you have to make your way out somehow.
I'm just putting this out there. Rangers are not Marines.
When do you storm the White House?
When does the EMP go off?
When do you come back to the United States and kill the dude in charge?
When do you fight the Shagohod?
Raven's Nest?
When do you fight the PTSD?
PTSD?
Is that a game within a game?
Yes.
When mini game?
When does war change?
No comment.
When it's Advanced Warfighter.
Oh.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's all I really have. I haven't finished it yet, so I can't be too judgmental yet.
Maybe it'll get better.
Yeah. Right now, it's just it's keeping my interest just because it's a shooter game, I guess.
All right.
That's all I get. I played nothing else.
Play a few games, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. I got that costume quest.
This is Griff's week.
I've been playing some games this week. I got Costume Quest. Finished that today. The game is really, really adorable.
It looked fun.
It's fun.
I enjoyed watching you play it.
It's my problem. I'll be writing a review for this, but the biggest issue is it is very linear. It is very rigid. It's like the Mystic Quest sort of syndrome where there's not much freedom to do anything outside of just what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I was looking at it. So no side questy kind of thing.
There are side quests, but they
go get the ultimate weapon kind
of
stuff.
No, there's nothing like that. Like a lot of the things are just so easy that you'll come across them anyway. Like just when I was playing it, you know, it took me maybe 5-6 hours to finish this game, and it's $15.
Yeah,
so it's a little high, but
from what I saw of it though, like $15 seems like pretty cheap. Even without side quests, because it looked like a pretty solid game.
And it is. No voice acting, which is a little weird. And the music, I think one of the other things is the music is really disappointingly lackluster. However, the one except camping shot that you can go into that plays Psychonauts music is good. I really enjoyed it. It's nice to go and play an RPG that's super short and super simple, and you just kind of get that fix of like, I'm gonna go level my dudes up, and
I don't understand how you, as a level 9, beat level 20 boss guy.
That's because I had heart. So basically, the game works really simply, where you know your characters will wear certain Halloween costumes, and then when you get into a battle with monsters, the costume will have certain attributes. So like if you're playing as like the robot. You're an offensive creature, so it like boosts your character's offensive power, but you get no like defensive boost. And then it also has like each one has a specific special attack, and then you have other things like you have a knight, and the knight will have higher HP, but it'll have lower attack. You know, it's just like whatever thing you're wearing will modify your stats. Your characters don't grow. So like, oh, the girl is the better healer because she's a girl. It's everybody has the same baseline stats. Just whatever you choosing to wear in that battle will, you know, put the stats into effect. Then you also get one little thing to customize your characters, like these little stamps. You can put them on a specific character, and then that will have a little bonus attribute or a special ability or something like that.
Can you change those costumes mid-battle?
No. You can change them outside of battle, and depending on which one you're wearing outside of battle, it'll have certain environmental functions, like your robot has Heatleys, so you can like move around faster, and then you can also jump off certain ramps to get into certain areas. You have other things like the Night Shield, which will let you pass under like water or falling rocks or stuff like that.
The ninja I saw,
yeah,
was like
you just stealth around enemies. But yeah, like you were saying, there are side quests, but they just end up, you know, kind of resolving themselves when you're playing the game. Like to collect all the stamps, it's a side quest, but you just kind of finish that by fighting all the battles. But yeah, it's really charming. It's really like cute, and it's, you know, candy. Kids on Halloween. Yeah, the writing, like there's some funny jokes in there, but at the same time it feels very short and unfinished, where it's like, you know, it's fine as it is, but it just is lacking. Like,
you want some more meat?
Yeah, I want it to be, you know, 10 hours, and I want it to, you know, have a little bit more freedom of my own creativity into it. But
when I first saw you playing it, I was like, whoa, I have to download this game and see all the costumes and blah blah blah. And then you showed me all the costumes.
Yeah.
And I was like,
now it's like, okay.
You ruined it.
Yeah. So I mean, take it as you will. Like, it is fun to play, but basically when you do one battle and it's like, okay, this is how you do the little Super Mario RPG bonus damage thing. You get all those down, and then it's like, okay, well, I guess that's what happens every time.
As far as it goes.
Yeah. All the battles are self-contained, so you don't have to heal outside of them, which is really cool. But yeah, it's good. For $15, a little Halloween-themed RPG, really short. It was fun. It was very fun. I think it's worthwhile, easily. I mean, after seeing it, though, maybe There's not much else.
Well, I saw you play like probably a quarter of it.
Yeah.
And I mean,
definitely.
I'm pretty set with that now.
Yeah.
Especially since it was the final quarter of it.
Right, right. Now you know how to beat the boss.
Yeah.
The other game I've been playing is I got Amnesia off of Steam.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
now I forgot. I forgot. It's all right. It's weird. It's really unnerving.
That's what I understand. Like, it's very...
It's tense.
Uneasy to play. It's not an easy thing to play.
It's very tense because...
Do you forget the buttons?
All the time. All the time. But the buttons change randomly, so it's like, like you're feeling. Now that'd be kind of cool.
That would
but
be kind of cool.
What happens is like it's based off of a Lovecraftian novel. So you're this character who forgets like basically his past except for his name. You're trying to figure out what's going on in this castle that you're in, and you're like, you know, exploring different rooms and stuff like that. And you're getting flashbacks of what was going on and what your plan was and sort of just what's ever happening. I played it for maybe 3 hours. And so the mechanic in it is like you have this like mental sanity meter, kind of like Eternal Darkness.
Yeah.
But the sanity will decrease if you're in the darkness too long or if you start seeing enemies, like your character will just visibly become deranged. Like if you're in the dark too long, you'll hear his teeth chattering, and like the screen will start to fade in and out, and you'll actually like it would appear that your character is on the floor because the camera like falls down to the ground, so you're at ground level, and then it kind of tilts up a little bit, and you have a really hard time moving.
So this is like an FPS.
Yeah, it's
how old is this game?
It's brand new.
Is it?
Yeah,
it just came out like what, a few weeks ago.
When?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah. But the way you get around that is, you know, you look for matches, basically, in certain parts of the game. And then you get an oil lantern. It's all about conserving your stuff and making them useful. And there's, you know, minor puzzles and backtracking and stuff like that.
No combat in this game?
No combat. And when you start the game, it's like, you know, it's like, don't try and fight the enemies. You'll lose. Like, just try and avoid them and try and treat this like you were in this person's shoes and not like you're some kind of Superman sort of thing.
You literally will lose every time you try to fight him. There's no way to somehow kill one guy.
As far as like, there's no attack.
No.
You can throw things, but you're better off just throwing, like instead of throwing it at a monster, you just throw it and then they'll go investigate the noise. So
yeah.
I don't know. It's tense. It's a very, very tense game. It's all right. Another, you know, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's not great, but it's interesting in what it does. It's also played some DJ Hero 2.
Yeah.
What?
I haven't looked deep into the features yet, but
there's some songs in that game, right?
There are some songs. I haven't sat down and unlocked a bunch of them or done anything like that. I just played solo multiplayer with Jen, and the multiplayer is much harder because you have the only one player will be able to do the freestyle moments. So when there's like the freestyle scratching or freestyle crossfading, only one player gets to do those. So whoever gets to it first gets it.
Oh.
So the other player is just kind of sitting there twiddling their thumbs like, gosh, this sure sucks. Or when you get the rewind, you can rewind. The other player just sits there and you're like, yep, just sucking it up over here. Yep. And it, you know, if you can kind of dominate those sections, just by means of like getting there faster, you'll dominate the entire song because there's just not enough notes in it then for you to catch up, even if you're hitting everything perfectly. So it's interesting. It keeps things more level at you, I guess. I haven't tried the microphone yet either, but it's good. It's DJ Hero. It's more DJ Hero with way weirder looking people.
There better be a bunch of Lady Gaga.
They straight up have Bad Romance. Yeah. Like straight up, not remix of it. It's really? Just Bad Romance. Oh. And I was like, yes, playing this today.
Sweet.
Yep.
Sweet.
And then they have Bad Romance mixed with every single song.
Yeah. They have a lot of Basement Jacks, which is pretty cool.
That's sweet.
Chemical Brothers, stuff like, I don't know, like lots of European techno. Oh, it's really good.
Rammstein? Are they in there yet?
I don't know if Rammstein fits into that category, but hey, maybe if I'm
pretty DJ-ish.
I was really hoping that there would be Kesha in it, but apparently there's not.
Oh.
Very disappointed in that. But yeah, so I'll be playing more of that, I'm sure. I just haven't had a chance to dig into it like solo mode. I think that's about it. What's up?
I was trying to think if I thought you heard you say anything.
That's it for video games?
That's all we got? That's the only games that I've been playing.
I went and saw a movie. That counts, right? No.
What movie?
Red.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I had to go get my Bruce fix on.
Yeah. Sweet, man. That's really cool.
All right.
Yep.
So we got for news.
I'm looking. Getting it news. All.
News.
Dang it.
We got some news here we can discuss. So Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light gets its co-op mode online finally.
Yeah.
Like a month later.
What? Yeah.
Finally,
after I don't feel like playing that game anymore.
Yeah.
It's only coming to the Xbox 360 by the end of this week right now, though.
Oh, great. So well, at least I have it on
PC
Xbox.
And PS3 are going to be having to wait a little bit longer.
Why the hell PC? That doesn't make any sense. Like, how are you even supposed to play that local co-op?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You got to attach two keyboards.
You get this
and
side.
And if you have a laptop, you're screwed.
I'll use the WASD keys and you use the arrow keys and the number pad. So you guys have heard about that Fallout New Vegas game that's out.
Yes.
You might have also heard that it is buggy as hell.
Really?
Is it?
Yep. So because
Fallout 3 wasn't buggy as hell.
No,
Fallout 3, yeah. I know. I mean, that thing was streamlined, beautiful.
Gosh.
This does not surprise me at all. But how buggy are we talking?
Pretty darn buggy. It's like
Dune buggy?
Beyond Red Dead Redemption buggy. Not like funny bugs.
Like Wrath of God Locust buggy?
Kind of. Like, there's videos of dogs with your eyeballs outside their heads. Unintentionally. People whose heads are stuck in the ceiling. People typing on imaginary computers. Dogs moonwalking because they can't walk forward. All things that look really awesome and what I love about Fallout.
Wow.
But actually, according to guys at Giant Bomb, they received an email from Pete Hines from Bethesda saying that Bethesda is working on patches for all systems and computers. Bethesda. Bethesda, probably because it's their engine and not Obsidian's. Right?
Is that Bethesda's fault, though?
I don't know.
I mean, so basically, Obsidian, out of work for a number of years, I can only assume.
What?
You know, put out a choice product like Alpha Protocol and then launch a big moneymaker like New Vegas with bugs like crazy.
Yeah, well, Obsidian, you know, they try their best.
Right.
Yep.
And this is definitely like, you know, second grade art project stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's like the B team that occasionally wins.
Let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Professor Layton fellow.
Uh-huh.
There is a video game called Professor Layton versus Ace Attorney.
What?
Yep, it's coming out in Japan for the 3DS, and let me tell you, it looks freaking awesome. I've got the trailer up on our site.
Sweet.
So watch it, and if you go to Capcom's blog, you can watch they have a weird link to some weird streaming thing that has subtitles for it. But dude, the game looks crazy. Totally crazy. Like,
those art styles don't even overlay.
They don't.
They don't at all.
Professor Layton in court with Phoenix Wright, dude. It's great.
If they can incorporate Cooking Mama into that.
Dude, then yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Then I'll buy it.
Cooking Mama is the killer. And Science Papa.
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
She framed Science Papa, put him up to it, and she's actually
The professor's trying to figure it out, and Ace Attorney is the lawyer.
Yeah, like there's this awesome line in the trailer where Leighton says something to Luke, like he's like, "Just because that man stands for or upholds the law doesn't mean he's always right." Like that is such a great.
Is
awesome...
it W R I C H T?
No, oh wait, that's clever.
Right.
I don't think he says right. I think he's like it doesn't always mean the truth. It's the truth or something like that, but. Then he says Luke's name, and it's really funny to hear Leighton say Luke in Japanese. There's like, Luke. but yeah, watch the trailer because it looks freaking nuts. Like,
oh man,
I am so I'll be getting a 3DS just for that game. I'll tell you, it's right now, right now. Right meow.
Right meow.
What else we have here? Newsy stuff. There's a couple other kind of just interesting things that have been announced. Fallout New Vegas' DLC is coming to the Xbox first. Shocker. Civ 4 is going to be coming to Max. I'm happy about it. Or Civ 5 is coming to Max. Civ 4 is already available on Max. What else do we have?
I don't know if this is something you were going to talk about, but the Netflix streaming for PlayStation 3, there's no update or anything. It just should show up on your PlayStation 3 now.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried it, and good Lord, is that so much nicer than what it is on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
You can basically, you are viewing it pretty much, aside from some aesthetic differences, like you would view it on the Netflix website.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that's really, really cool is that say you see a movie that you don't know anything about and you want to like look at the like description of it, while you're reading that description, there's also a video that has a clip, like the movie will just start streaming inside of a miniature window. And so you can kind of see that movie like right next to its description.
Cool.
And if you want to, you can even just start the movie up right from there. It's really awesome. Like the whole thing is very streamlined and really nice and clean, and it runs faster than it did on Xbox, my opinion. So
that's cool for Netflix users and PlayStation 3 owners.
Yeah. Also, there's no like janky, like when you have to have it, you have to download it for your Xbox, and then you have to get a registration code from Netflix to use on your Xbox to allow it to operate. Whereas on PlayStation, all you have to do is just sign into your Netflix account through your PlayStation, and you're good to go.
Hmm.
I think it's really nice. I like it.
Thank you for update on Netflix. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I don't use it, but I think that's really cool that now they've done a lot of things besides just taking the disc away.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with Mr. Was it Patrice? It's so French.
From
Desailles?
From Ubisoft?
Yeah. How he's no longer
working. Assassin's Creed dude, he doesn't work for them anymore.
Right, he's been signed up with THQ and won't be making a game until 2011.
Oh.
Yep.
Sends Panda.
Yeah, he wrote basically a letter to Kotaku telling them that and saying that they were right about their prediction of him going there. And then just saying, like, out of respect for the industry and the people who gave him that position and stuff like that, he won't be making any games until 2011.
Huh.
Yeah, so he's going to have his own little studio, and he's, you know, going to be doing his own thing over there.
Hey, he seemed like he did a great job with Assassin's Creed.
So, did THQ do the fighting championship?
UFC? Yeah.
Do I see a crossover?
Yes. Assassin's FC.
Yes.
Yeah. AFC.
That's right.
Assassin fighting champion.
Double down.
Take note.
That's my character's name.
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't kill you. He just crams double downs and down your throat.
That's right. Slits you your neck with extra crispy bacon. So that's pretty much it for news.
He looks like the Colonel.
That I don't see. let's see here. That's everything. Let's talk about what's coming out on these downloadable stores. PlayStation, this week we've got Costume Quest, Aqua Panic, Tomb Raider, Underworld.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Bad game. $15
Yep.
Yeah.
The $15
$15
Overpriced.
Isn't yeah. that a full game that came out before?
Oh yep. yeah, for $60 Way overpriced.
Uh-huh. PS1 imports, we've got Arcade's Hit, Senryu, and Tall Unlimited.
Damn it. No Blast Chamber.
What is that?
I want Tall Blast Unlimited. Chamber.
Yeah, it's a puzzle thingy.
Blast Chamber and IQ. If you can bring me those, set.
There are some demos available. You've got the Costume Quest demo. You've got the Shoot demo for PlayStation.
Yes! I'll be downloading that.
PlayStation Move. And then you also get one that looks kind of appealing to me. Fist of the North Star, Ken's Rage demo.
Yes!
Because why? The text here on the PlayStation blog, here's the first sentence here. In all caps, you are already dead! Yep.
Dude, Fist of the North Star. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say for PlayStation this week, what else do we have? We've got the always satisfying, never insane Nintendo releases. Virtual Console. We've got Final Fantasy Mystic Quest this week.
Yes.
From the Super NES. The you will can pay 800 Wii points for this game. I kind of like Mystic Quest.
I never played it. That was the only one I had.
I never got it.
Everybody hated Mystic Quest because it was too easy and too linear, but I actually kind of liked it. I thought it was really cool that you could just use life on the last boss to instantly kill it.
Sweet.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because it was like undead, probably?
Just yeah, it was like, he was like anti-god, and yeah. if you used life on it, it would just instantly kill him.
Was that like a secret?
I don't know, because I...
Not anymore.
It was one of those things where it was like, I was in grade school at the time, and I rented a copy of it, and there was a save at the end of the game, so I was fighting the boss, and I don't know, just happened to use life on it, and I was like, okay, well, it's like undead or something, or it's like death or something.
There's a few Final Fantasies that have bosses like that. Where
like the Ghost like, Train sort of thing.
Ghost Train, or Final Fantasy IX had like undead tree boss, and 10 had like undead dragon boss, and it's just like, Phoenix down.
Yeah. I think this was funny, though, because it was the last boss.
Yeah, exactly. I'm done with this game. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can either be done if you really want to, here's for playing through, or if you want to actually fight him, go ahead.
Don't actually fight him. we've got Through Space. Happy Holidays, Halloween.
Just keep going.
Get more candy.
Nintendo DSi, where we've got Snap Dots.
Snap Dots?
Snap Dots.
Oh, man.
Puzzle game.
Oh, snap.
Armada. We've got Academy Tic-Tac-Toe.
Academy Tic-Tac-Toe?
Academy.
What does that mean?
One of the world's most famous pen and paper games for two players can now be in your pocket whenever you go.
You know what? I have
wherever you go.
I have a hand.
Yeah. If there's no one around to play the game with you, don't worry. Skillful AI players will gladly play with you in any of the four Tic-Tac-Toe variants available.
There's variants?
If a single 3x3 playing field makes you claustrophobic, try the new 9-board mode.
Do you have to get 9 in a row?
That adds a nice twist and more strategic depth to the game. Prove that you're worthy. You're a worthy tic-tac-toe player by entertaining the tic-tac-toe league. Can't read too well with my glasses right now. Entering the tic-tac-toe league and advancing from the initial school club league through Academic City, National, and World Leagues, all the way up to Superstar League, claim the top spot and become the tic-tac-toe champ.
So, does Nintendo just,
200 points for this.
Good lord. Does Nintendo just, assume that, people are...
Idiots?
Idiots?
Yes. Yes.
Let's make a tic-tac-toe game.
They have to. Or the people that create their, Nintendo will let anybody create
this
shit.
This is by, Chameleon? Game Lion? Chameleon? I like Chameleon.
I like Game Lion.
Chameleon?
Well, it's G-A-M-E-L-I-O-N. Chameleonaire?
Yeah, sure. Chameleonaire. Go with that one. God.
Last but not least, music on playing piano.
Okay.
You play the piano.
Just go over, yeah.
Sure. Yep.
Do you have to plug in a piano to actually play that too?
Yep. It comes with a piano. Full piano. You need to mail in the UPC, and Nintendo will mail you a piano.
A little MIDI keyboard.
No, full piano. No. Full baby grand.
That one. How many points is that?
6,000. 6,000 Wii points.
Just make your own number up.
2 points.
Yeah.
You're left with a weird number.
Yep.
But 80, they're haunted 83 pianos.
Points. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about real video game releases.
Sure.
We've got, starting out with Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
Out now. It
looks pretty.
Looks cute. It's like the month of cute games.
So damn adorable.
We've got Cars Tune. Mater's Tale. Oh, God. Really? Is this like Cars Tune? Mater's Tale Tales.
Yeah. Got it. It's like based off that Cars Pixar movie.
They've been milking that franchise for a while.
And especially I think Larry the Cable Guy has been milking that character.
Yeah.
Nobody else is in that movie. You don't hear like...
No. You don't hear Ka-Chow anymore.
Yeah, you don't. Or the chick, Jennifer Anderson.
Was it Jennifer Anderson?
Yeah, right?
Maybe.
Oh. All right, talking about something Jennifer Anderson. We lost all that, so we're just going to get through all these releases really quick here. Ready? Okay. Power Gig, Rise of the Sixth String, Fallout New Vegas, EA Sports MMA, Vanquish, Saw 2, Fallout New Vegas again, Arcania, Gothic Tale, Dragon Ball Z, Tenkaichi Tag Team, Cabela's Dangerous Hunts 2011, DJ Hero 2, Active Life Explorer, Time Crisis, Raging Storm, No Yadron. Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2, John Daly's Pro Stoke Golf, CSI Fatal Conspiracy, Flips Twisted World, Pro Evolution Soccer 2011, Star Wars Clone Wars Adventures, Rock of the Dead, Rock of the Dead, Naruto Shippuden, Empire Total War Gold Edition, Superbike World Championship. It's a really good game. That's
Superbike World.
Superbike World Championship is my favorite, man. I think, yeah. We got a different version from Japan. Because they thought that the real Superbike World would be too hard. So we actually got Superbike Universe.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bakugan, Defenders of the Core, Cabela's thingy, Casper's Scare School, Spooky Sports Day, Super Meat Boy, maybe Shaun White.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Releases.
Yep. That's it. No emails.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's a really short episode this week.
2 hours, right?
Yep, 2 hours.
2 whole hours.
2 hours. So let's just talk about Baconators from here on out.
Baconators?
Yeah. how Arby's or Wendy's tastes like, or not, tastes like dog food.
What about the
dude?
Actually, Hardee's.
So you got Hardee's. Wait, you got the Baconator.
Yeah.
KFC's got the Double Down.
Wait.
Wendy's has always had it though. Wendy's has had like the 3-pound, 3/4 pounds of meat.
Wait, like, doesn't Burger King have something that's
the stacker?
Yeah, the stacker.
You can put as many patties of meat on as you want.
Yeah.
Really?
It's gross.
You could be like, I want a sextuplet stacker, whatever that is.
I do. I want a sextuplet stacker.
Yeah.
I want a 10 meat stacker.
Speaking of which, you guys know there's a Denny's in town now?
Whoa.
No.
There's a Denny's.
Is Denny's a good thing?
Sort of, maybe. I don't know if
you like Perkins?
No.
If you're done with Perkins and Village Inn and Culver's and IHOP.
Over the past couple Denny's days, now. I've had so much salt, I don't even want to think about going to any other place.
Those Bloody Mary rims.
That's right, man. Dude. Just have to eat them.
Dude. Bloody Mary's so gross.
I was just trying to think of all the other biggest fattening things from other fast food restaurants. And you ever had the Monster Burger from Hardee's?
No.
Oh, that's scary.
That sounds scary.
Yeah.
I think that would be named after a creature. It would probably be scary to me.
It's really big, and it's just mayonnaise and bacon, I think.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call it there. We'll discuss sandwich off the air.
Anyway.
All right. Thanks for listening to Boss Barrel Radio. Email us at bbr@bossbarrel.com if you'd like for us to extend this podcast. With your donation of an email, we would like to continue this production. So that's it. See you guys next week. Something about the boss.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Who is the boss?
Who is it? You know who the boss is? Casper's spooky sports.
No, it's cool. Authority. I don't know the thing.
Super scary.
Super
super spooky.
Super bike sports. Scary
school. See you Kratos' later, revenge.
Kratos' revenge. See you later.